That was the trumpet tune by Henry Purcell with Stefan Bolak on the trumpet. And now I have a very special guest on our jukebox line. It is Kim Blackwell, the managing artistic director, celebrating her 30th season on the job with Fourth Line Theater. She has directed 28 productions, including 15 world premieres. And she's going to whet our appetites for a production going on now. It's called Jim Watts. A girl reporter, very intriguing, very fascinating, bringing history to life on the charming outdoor stages of the Winslow Farm. And for any of our listeners on the 103.1 FM signal, that is nestled nice and snug between Peterborough and Cobourg. Welcome, Kim. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Kim, congratulations on all your phenomenal success. How does it feel to celebrate your 30th season with this spectacular, this wonderful part of the world?
Very, very lucky. I feel very lucky to have spent since 1992, minus a couple of years in there, my entire adult sort of career creating art at the Winslow Farm and telling Canadian stories about ordinary Canadians doing extraordinary things.
Amazing. How one individual can sometimes make a difference. That seems to be the moral of the story with this next one that you're in the middle of already. Began July 30th, but it's running all the way through August 24th, Tuesdays through Saturdays. Tell us a little bit about your idea, how this came to life. Jim Watts, girl reporter.
Yeah, so it's written by Beverly Cooper, and it comes from an idea from a Trent professor, Joan Sangster. Beverly met with her 5 years ago almost now, and Bev showed us this woman, Jim Watts. Her real name is Jean Watts from Toronto.
Yeah.
And she was the only woman we know of who was in the Spanish Civil War in the Mackenzie Papineau Battalion. And the Spanish Civil War is a fascinating time. It was illegal for Canadians to go over there, but these really excited people from all across the country who wanted to make a difference, who wanted to try to stop fascism in Spain, went over, even though it was illegal, and tried to make a difference. And they often called the Spanish Civil War the dress rehearsal for World War II.
All the unrest, yes.
Yeah. So it's a really big play, 28 in the cast. There are war scenes. It's a real hero's journey for our young Jim Watts, who is struggling to answer that question, can one person make a difference? And I actually believe one person can make a difference.
Interesting. Did Jean have any connections with Spain, or what was kind of her calling to kind of break the rules? It took a lot of incredible bravery to head out there at a time when the country's orders were exactly to not do that.
Yeah, no, she had no connection to Spain, nor did most of the Canadians here that went. Mm. They just felt that there was an injustice happening. Spain had elected a democratic government. The military under Franco attempted a coup. And in fact, because they were ultimately unsuccessful, Franco was in power until the mid-70s. We also have this other cool character in the show, Jim Higgins, and he raised his family in Peterborough. And he was a young man, unemployed in the 30s, was put into the internment camps in BC, was part of the trek to Ottawa that only got as far as Regina, where the homeless men were going to ride the rails all the way to Ottawa to ask the Prime Minister to help with the dire situation of the Depression in the 30s. So Jim Higgins wrote his memoirs in the 70s and into the 80s. And then his daughter, Jeanette, collected them and published them in 2018. So we have our two Jims in the play, two young Jims who head to Spain to try to make a difference and save the world.
This is a big production. Wow.
28 actors in the show. There's even a dog actor in the show. There's an old late 30s, early 40s truck. Not really loud explosions, but there's certainly explosions and war scene. And there's love and poetry. It's a really big, beautiful Canadian show that a lot of people don't know the history of Canada's contribution to the Spanish Civil War.
A calling to fight for the rights and freedoms of people. What a tumultuous time in history. Well, I'm intrigued by some of the staging itself.
And beautiful music in it as well, I have to say. Justin Hiscox, our longtime musical director.
Oh, yeah.
There's beautiful Spanish music. There's classical music, a lot of flamenco. There are some of those 30s war songs, or protest songs like Joe Hill. It's really, there's beautiful music that interweaves through the piece.
It seems like you're immersing your public in the whole narrative, almost like a sensuous production with all your wonderful things you're bringing to the table. You mentioned an old van or car.
An old truck, a beautiful old truck that somebody rented to us from the local area, I think from the Cobourg-Port Hope area. And so it plays prominently. And then we have a beautiful dog on stage a couple of times.
Fantastic. Well, I'm intrigued also. First of all, congratulations on being inducted into Peterborough's Pathway of Fame in 2016. Congratulations to you. There seems to be a Peterborough connection. You mentioned Jim Higgins also being an individualist, Peterborough resident. Can you tell us a little bit about the theater itself? I'm always intrigued by barns that have been converted into concert halls. Elora comes to mind. How has it been working in this facility, this unique venue, for your 30-year tenure?
Yeah, well, it's a 100-acre family farm that was in our founder's family since the 1850s. And so
wow.
Robert owns the farm to this day. And we have used many different sites on the 100 acres, but primarily we use a site that we call the Barnyard Stage. It has seating for 390 people right now and three barns. So it's quite sheltered and acoustically pretty good in the actual barnyard, but also we have the vista. So we've had shows where people arrive from the next field over, the next farm over, and it's a beautiful place to sit. There's some covered and some exposed seating, but a beautiful place to sit in an Ontario summer evening and watch the barn swallows and the birds fly and listen to the sounds of the wind rustling through the trees. It's a pretty magical place.
Sounds enchanting. Thank you, Kim, for walking us through this amazing production, not to be missed, and plenty of opportunities to catch it. How many shows in total?
20 shows total. We did our first two previews Tuesday and Wednesday. Tonight is our opening night, and we run until August 24th, Tuesday through Saturday. There's tickets available, maybe all but for a couple of shows, and we would love to see people come out and really learn something about Canadian history, but also be entertained and sort of moved and transformed.
Wonderful, Kim. Good luck to you and your big crew there taking part in the Fourth Line Theatre. That is Kim Blackwell. I've been speaking with the Managing Artistic Director, getting ready for tonight's big inaugural performance of Jim Watts' Girl Reporter. You can go to the website to get your tickets, fourthlinetheatre.on.ca. That's fourth with the digit 4, 4th, Fourth Line Theater, R-E is the spelling of theater, .on.ca. Is there a box office number also people could call?
For sure, 705-932-4445.
Got it, 705-932-4445. Thank you, Kim. Good luck tonight. I wish you a nice full crowd, many memories, and just enchanting and a mesmerizing atmosphere there. I'm sure it'll be very moving.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
And now for a little Spanish dance music, here's the Jota from seven popular Spanish songs by Manuel de Falla with Avi Avital on the mandolin.